Ain't God good?
Yes.
Amen. So proud of Brother Bryson and Brother Connor. I'll be coming in just a few minutes to be baptized. And I'm proud of these young men. God has got his hand on them. And he's going to use them in a mighty way. I'm glad in these last days, God's still raising up young men for his service. And I praise the Lord for that. If you got your Bibles, let's turn to a familiar scripture this morning that I hope that you've heard one time or the other, and you probably have. Now, I'm just going to mind the Lord this morning. I need your prayers. I tell the church, you visitors that are here, I tell the church all the time, if you'll pray real hard, I'll get done real quick. But if you don't pray, I may preach a long time. And they must pray real good because I usually get done pretty quick. But you all pray. God's laid a message upon my heart that I need to bring to you this morning. And I am heavy, heavy this morning. I'm glad I can't do the preaching. I'm glad it's the Lord that does the preaching. And if you get anything this morning out of this message, it'll be because of him and not me. But let's stand here in John 3:16. Let's stand for the reading of God's word this morning. Thank God for his word. Here in John 3:16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever..."
Amen.
I don't know if y'all can feel that already. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him, would confess him, would not be ashamed of him. Amen. Would receive everlasting life. That's what the Bible says. Well, let's quote it word for word. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as I come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, it's with an humble heart that we come before you this morning. Lord, I can't preach, but Lord, you can send the preacher. Lord, we thank you for your word and what it means to us in our lives. God, I pray that in this few moments of time as we preach your word, that you'll speak to every single heart that's in this building today. God, as you gave me this message a long time ago, I've been waiting, Lord, for you to give me the leadership, Lord, to preach this message. And I thank you, Lord, that you have picked a time like this, Lord, to bring a message that can help your people today. I pray that you'll move upon those that are here lost without you. God, that today will be the day they'll come to the saving knowledge of your darling Son. And that Christian, Lord, that wayward Christian won't put off, Lord, of giving our whole heart to you today. May we examine our lives in every place that we stand for you, God, that will be that subject, Lord, that would bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, we love you today because you first loved us. We want to give you all the praise and all the glory for it all. For we ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You can be seated this morning. Turn your Bibles over to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I want to read them to you this morning. Hebrews, right there after Titus. In chapter 12, he says in verse 1, "Wherefore, seeing also we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight, And the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run the race with patience. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith." That's not real popular today, but I'm telling you, I'm preaching you the truth this morning. In verse 2, he says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. He's set down at the right hand of the throne of God today. And God has put a message on my heart today that I'm going to preach on, entitled Junk Sale. I want to preach to you today and tell you that we need to have a junk sale in our lives this morning. I don't know about you, how many here today wants the blessings of God in your life? I want the blessings of God in my life, but if we're going to have the blessings of God, there's some things we're going to have to do in our lives, and we're going to have to get rid of some junk that the devil has put in our life. Now, this is a twofold message this morning. I'm going to speak to the Christians and the sinners that are in the house today. I'm going to give you exactly what the Word of God has given me inspiration to bring to you this morning. If it gets a little hot for you, move around a little bit, say ouch, and we'll move right up to it. Amen. I tell you what, God gave me this message, it got on me first, and I had to do some cleaning at the house and get some things fixed out. I ain't talking about the house that's down the road. I'm talking about this house, amen? I had to get some things fixed up. Number one, we're going to have to take an inventory of our life. We're going to have to take an inventory, Christians, of our lives. Over in Matthew 6:33, he says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Are you seeking the Lord first in your life? Are you putting yourself first? Are you putting the job first? Are you putting the sports first? Are you putting all your entertainment first? We need to put the Lord first in our life. I wish I had somebody to read the Bible in here this morning. I want to hear from you this morning. We need to do an inventory check in our lives this morning. 2 Corinthians 13:5, the Bible says, "Examine yourself whether ye be in the faith. Prove yourselves how ye should know yourselves." How that you are walking with the Lord. He wants us to examine ourselves each and every single day, that we may not be a reprobate. That's right. Is what the Bible says. Yeah. That's pretty hard this morning, Brother Gary. I'm just going to give you the word. I didn't write it. I'm just the messenger. Amen. He told me to give it to you this morning. Proverbs 8:33, he says, "Hear instructions and be wise and refuse it not." A lot of times we'll go to the house of God and we'll hear the instructions, the preaching of the Word of God, and we'll reject that. We won't listen to that because we've already made up our mind. We're going to do it our way. We're going to serve God our way. We're going to serve it like mommy and daddy done it. Mama and papa did it. We'll follow after what they've done and we'll do it that way. I can't move up close. If I get closer than I am now, I'll have to live stricter than I'm living right now. But he said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Amen. We need to put the Lord first in our life and put the devil behind. Amen. That's what we need to do in our life. I'm not leaving the sinner man out this morning. Listen to me, sinner man. You need to do an inventory check yourself. In Romans 3:23, the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3:10 says, "As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one." You may feel righteous this morning. You may feel like you've done a lot for people and in the cause of Christ. But I'm telling you, without the blood of Jesus Christ, you'll die and go to a devil's hell this morning. We must have the blood applied if we're going to see this place called heaven. I'm glad that these two young men heard the voice of God. They felt that prick of the Holy Spirit in their heart. And they came to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. They came the same way that I came. You'll have to come the same way. That's through and by Jesus this morning. There's no other way that a man can be saved except through and by Him. In Romans 5:12, the Bible says, "Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin." So sin was, and death was pronounced upon all men, for we all have sinned, amen? We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So death was pronounced upon us for that. And we're doomed without the blood of Jesus Christ. Can I hear from you this morning? We need the blood applied to our lives if we're going to see this place that's called heaven. Listen, number two, we're going to have to count the cost. There's a cost to this thing. I preached a message last Sunday entitled Not For Sale. And I put my heart into it. I give everything God give me. And I tell you what, sometimes it's a warfare up here. And it's a battleground. You wonder if you're doing anybody any good or not. But I know that God has called us. God has equipped us. God is using us. So we do what God's telling us to do. Whether we get approval or not. We go in the name of the Lord. We preach in the name of the Lord. Y'all sing in the name of the Lord. We do this for the name of the Lord. But I'm glad that little Connor walked up to me after service and he said, Brother Gary, he said, I'm glad I ain't for sale. I said, Amen, brother. I ain't for sale neither. Praise the Lord. Some of you older folks would do good if you'd listen to some of these young people. Listen to what's going on in their lives and let God work in your life and not be for sale, amen. But you need to have a junk sale. We need to count the cost, what's going on. Over in Romans 8:13, the Bible says, for if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you live through the Spirit and mortify the deeds of the body, the Bible says that you'll live, amen. Our problem is that we want to live after the flesh. We get so much going on in our lives. I'm so busy, I don't know whether I'm coming or going sometimes. I got so many jobs going on, I don't know if I'm supposed to be here or there. And sometimes we just need to stop everything and say, God, speak to me, help me, and show me what I need to be doing for you. Because I'll tell you one, the Bible says it's once appointed unto man to die, and after this, the judgment. That appointment's a coming to me and you both. I don't care how many schedules you got, how many appointments you got, that when that time comes, you're leaving out of here, amen. And we couldn't pray you to stay. If God's ready for you, you're leaving out. And today could be that day that you leave out of here. But we need to count the cost and what's going on in our lives. Over in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, the Bible says, know ye not that your labor, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own. You are not your own. But I like verse 20. He says, for ye are bought with a price. You're bought with a price. A price of blood. He said, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is God's. I'm glad that I belong to Him. Whether I live or I die, I belong to Him. Amen. And it's His choice when I leave this walks of life. Listen, sinner man, over in Romans 6:23, he says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Through who? Not Allah or Buddha. It's through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. He's the only one can save the world from that end of the world until that end of the world. He was the one in the beginning. He'll be the one in the end. He was the judge at the beginning. He'll be the judge at the last. The mercy door is open right now. But I'll tell you what, judgments are coming. Amen. You better be ready. You better count the cost before you stand in judgment. I wonder where you stand this morning if the Lord was to come. Look at all these people around you. And the Lord was to come just like that. And we were out of here. God's people are going to move out that quick. You could be sitting here all alone. Wouldn't that be terrible? You can have my old truck out here, my vehicles. You can even go down and sleep in my bed if you want to. You can have my bank account and all that stuff. Because I'll be in glory. It's where I'm going to be. Where are you going to be? You better make things right before it's eternally too late. Sinner man, you better count the cost. We're so busy with stuff in our life that we can't focus on God. We get so busy with all this right here. We're piling it up and piling it up. I know people can't get enough stuff. They just keep piling it up. And they'll get a little more stuff and they'll go buy more stuff and pile it up and keep piling it up. They want it all the way around them. As long as they got their stuff, they're okay. I mean, let me have my stuff and I'm good. As long as I got everything around me, I'm good. But I wonder where your relationship is with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's more than about stuff. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall abide forever. Eternity, church, is forever. This stuff you got is temporal. Do y'all realize that when you die, somebody gonna come right in and take that and do what they want to with it? All that money you saved up, your children, your grandchildren, people that you know, are gonna come right in and just hand it out. You've held on to that so long, you're like, oh, that's mine. I've piled that up. That's my stuff right there. It's good. You like to walk around and you like to look at your stuff and be happy with all you. You don't never use it. Somebody else, it could be a blessing to somebody else, but you won't give it to nobody because you want your stuff. Boy, it's getting quiet in here this morning. You ain't counted the cost. You ain't done an inventory check, but you like your stuff. You're going to keep your stuff. Ain't nobody getting my stuff. I love my stuff. Well, the Lord wants you to go and do this. I got to go get some more stuff. And Lord, that's the problem in life. We get so wrapped up with stuff that we can't do nothing for God. And we just want to get more and more and more and more. And you know what it does? It draws you away, away, away from God. He said it was His good pleasure that He give you the kingdom. He wants you to be blessed. He loves to bless His. He said it pleased Him to give His children good gifts. It's not a sin to have all this stuff, but it is a sin when you put it before God. When you put it before God. I wished I had a basketball and a football. When we put those things before God, they have become our God. I said, when we put those before God, they have become our God. He said to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. We need to remember the day that the Lord said we need to have a day of rest, and we need to remember that day and keep it holy. And I'm glad for Sunday that we recognize Sunday is that holy day. It really ain't the first day of the week, but this is the day we've set aside that we honor the Lord, and we do. We come and we put our best on and we honor the Lord in that, and we should do that. I understand people's got to work and things has got to happen. I understand that, but if we'll keep the Lord first, He'll make a way. He'll make a way. Even when we got to work, if you have to work on Sunday, God will make a time when you can come to church. I can't believe in my heart and know how things are that you can never come to church. We can go to the beach and we can go to the ball games, but we can't go to church. There's something wrong with that. I'm telling you this morning, Christians, there's something wrong with that. You need to count the cost of what God is doing in your life. Number three, He paid the price. There's a price that has been paid. And I want to read this to you this morning. Over in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. If you're breathing air this morning, whether you're saved or lost, I'm going to tell you, your name's wrote down, not in the Lamb's book of life, but in the book of life. Because you're breathing. It takes Christ's blood to get your name in the Lamb's book of life. There's a big difference there. And He said, the books were opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works, and death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life, listen, which is the Lamb's book of life, was cast into the lake of fire. Someday, you're going to pay the price for all your stuff. I'm not talking about those that have been saved and born again. I'm talking to you sinners this morning. All this stuff you got going on, all that you want in your life, and it's good to have dreams and goals, and you should have those. But your first goal should be Him. I said this, your first goal should be Him. I want Bryson and Connor to come up here a minute. These are my two men right here. He said, remember the Lord and the days of your youth, that your days would be long upon the earth. Think God's going to honor that? I believe He will. I believe He's going to bless. And I believe He's going to use these two men. He's going to help them. They have chosen the Lord in their youth. And it'll be amazing what God will do with these two men by seeking His will and honoring Him by giving Him their heart. Now you could say, oh, they're too young. Y'all go back and be seated. They're too young. You ought to turn them away. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. You know why you think like that? You got too much stuff in your life. Your focus is all messed up. We need to get refocused on what God wants for our lives. Do you know the devil is a liar and the father of it? He wants to deceive you this morning. And I'm going to tell you something. He's got a bag of tricks for you all. I brought it this morning because he's used it on me. This little black bag of tricks he's got. About the time everything's going real good in your life, he'll start trying to go through his bag and bring it out on you. And y'all just like a bag of groceries. Y'all know that? He'll come to your house and go shopping. That's what he does. So he comes by there and he wants you to be happy with all the stuff you got. You know why? Because he's give you this box. He wants you to be glad in what you're doing. It's the truth. Next time you get a garbage bag out of you, glad, I hope you'll think of this. The devil wants you to be glad in what state that you're in. Oh, it's okay. Don't listen to that preacher today. He's just about done. You'll be out of here. And they'll baptize those children. It'll all be over with. Just be glad where you're at. I'm telling you what, you better not be glad where you're at. Because in the moment that you think not, so cometh the Son of Man. You'll be found in your glad position and you won't be glad no more. He'll look right at you and say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. I never knew you. He ain't done then. He'll come by. How many like peanut butter? He'll come by. This is creamy, smooth peanut butter. He'll come by and he'll spread it out on you so smooth that you'll love it. And it'll stick to you like glue because you considered him instead of the Lord. You've allowed him to work in your life instead of the Lord. If I smeared this on you right now, you'd have to go take a shower to get it off. That's the way the devil is. He likes to smear the sin of this life upon you. But too many of us love what the devil's putting out. And we want that. It's getting quiet in here this morning. I'm talking about a grocery list that the devil's using. 2 minutes ago, the Lord told me to just slow down for a second. That's what we're going to do. And the devil just keeps on working. You know what he's trying to get you to do? He's trying to get you in his club. That's what he wants to do. He wants to get you in his club so he can club you when you get in there. He ain't the friend that you think he is. Christians, he's not the buddy that you think he is. He's not the part-time friend that you've got that you think will be there. He's the one that's going to let you down when you get in his club. I'm telling you this morning, he's doing some of you in, and you're letting him do it this morning because you've got in his club. We don't need to be in the club of the Lord. We need to be in the club of the Lord, not the club of the devil. Amen? And he goes right on. Now here's the one, I tell you what. God's a moving in the church. God's a blessing in the church. Things are changing in the church. Vicar's never been this way before. It's filled up. We're looking at having to buy more property for parking. Praise God for that problem. Things are working and we're working together and God's glorified. The devil's mad this morning, but he'll send somebody in the house to get puffed up. That's the truth. You ever seen these things? Look at that. They get puffed up. Every time you go to do something, there's somebody getting puffed up. Ain't that right? They just get puffed up. And by the time everything's going real good, somebody will show up. And they get puffed up, Brother Johnny. Johnny's not getting puffed up. I'm just using him this morning. But that's what happens. The devil will pull this out on you and say, I don't like what that preacher's doing. I don't like what's going on down there. I'm going to be the one to get puffed up and cause all the trouble. I'm telling you this morning, you better consider the cost. Amen. Of what the devil is peeling out this morning. And he goes right on. I could use a ton of them. But you're just like this. A lot of us, you're just mixed up. You're like a fruit cocktail. You need some fruit in your life and get off the cocktails. Amen? Amen. I hope you ain't doing that. But that's the way the devil works. Yeah. If he can keep you mixed up, not thinking about what's going on, get all this stuff going on, get you to eating on this stuff and feeding on this stuff, he'll rob you of the very joy that Christ put in your life. He's a liar and the father of it. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. He's trying his best to destroy this church. He's trying his best to destroy your family. He wants to destroy you if he'll let him. And our problem is we're letting the devil do it. Why? Because we've let so much stuff in our life. I'm reminded of the scripture where the Lord said, and I'll use this. Talking to you. You got all this stuff going on in your life. There's so many things going on that you don't know whether you're coming or whether you're going. And you're trying your best to do something for the Lord. And you have to get something else going on because there ain't enough going on. And you get all this stuff going on. And I call you and the pastor calls you and says, I need you to do this or do that. Well, preacher, I'd do it, you know, but I got so much going on, I don't know if I can do it or not. I'll look over what I got and see if I can do that. And I really want to be used of God, but you know what, I got so much. I'd say, can you give me a helping hand? You'd be like, well, wait a minute, I'll try to help you if I can. And you look around and the devil got you so tied up, you ain't even got a helping hand. I said, you ain't got a helping hand. Because you've allowed the devil to fill your life with junk. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. Now you can do something. Your hands are free. God can work in your life. You've let the junk go. You've laid it down. The path is clear. Now you can focus on what God wants. And all of a sudden, you're doing the will of God, and God's blessing, and he's blessing, and there's stuff everywhere. And he'll say, I want to give you this, and I want to give you that. And you'll say, Lord, I got all this stuff. What a blessing. He'll say, I tell you what, go over and give Chris some of it. And you'll go over and give Chris some of it. And you'll have it all piled up. And he'll say, go give Brother Terry some of it. You just take it over and give it to Brother Terry and be a blessing to him. That's what God wants, is us to be a blessing for him in this life. That we could honor him. But we're too busy with all the stuff to be a blessing to anybody. Church, we're going to have to get focused on what God wants. You that ain't in need to get in. You that ain't been baptized, you need to be baptized. You all that ain't got a home church, you need to get a home church. You all that ain't sold out for God, you need to get sold out for God. You that need to step up, step up. Whatever it is, you need to do all you can for the cause of Christ. Paul said, whatever you need to do, do it with all of your might. All of your might. Don't halfway do it. Do it all the way. Whether you're here or whether you're at another church, wherever you're at, do all you can for the Lord. I know we got some folks here who go to Chimney Top and different places. I want them to do all they can for the Lord. Amen. Work for the Lord. We're not against them. We're for them. We're together in this thing. Amen? Amen. We're one body. We're going to one heaven. We serve one Lord. Amen. There's one faith, one baptism, one heaven. We're all going together, those that are truly been born again. But our problem is we fight too much with all this stuff. And just remember, the devil's got this bag of tricks. If he ain't been by your house, he's on his way with it. And the next thing you know, you'll be wrapped up in it. And you'll fall. What can I do? I'm giving every single one of you in this church today a challenge. Before I left this building, I'd make things right with God. Whether I need to step up, do something for God here in this church or at the church you attend or wherever it's at, you need to step up for God. Because I'm telling you, if God ever gave me a message, He gave me this message for you today. I'm not here to put on a show to entertain you. I'm here to preach the Word of God and tell you there's a real heaven to gain and a real hell to shun this morning. It's going to matter one day after a while where you stand with God and what you've done with His Son's blood. He wants to save you this morning. He wants to deliver you this morning. He wants to help you this morning. So as every head's bowed and every eye closed,